To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What way are you like your parents, for better or for worse? What will you never do because your parents did it? Couple of responses here. My dad is old school and doesn't get in his feelings. It's hard to read the man. I feel like he doesn't trust me, and I felt hurt because of it growing up. Come to flip around, I hear the same from others about me. I seem uptight. Don't seem to trust others because I don't open up to them. So I came full circle. Another. I'm like my mom in that when I get stressed out, I burst into tears. I really don't like that. And even with tremendous self-control, I manage to keep the tears from flying out of my eyes. My voice, though, will pitch real high and give it away. Our question, for better or worse, how are you like your parents, or what will you never do because your parents did it? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hola.
Well, I've been listening since day one, and this is the first time I've called in, just so I can bitch about my dad.
All right. Awesome. Glad we had something for you.
It only took 20 years. I need to go golf again, so this time I promise I won't dump the golf cart, but let's go hit the links while it's cold outside, huh?
All right.
Anyway, so my dad lives with me, and I have a lot of kids, and the last two are still living at home, and, kind of one of them joined the Navy recently, and so he was home for Thanksgiving, and I get to see everything that's bad about me in my son, and then I get to see where it comes from my father. It's great.
Now, do you see anything good as well? Like, I can take credit for that.
Oh, that I can take credit for? Sure. I'm great.
Of course.
We take things from our parents, good and bad, and my dad is an old hippie. He's a good dude. Like, he's a family man. There's lots and lots of things about my dad I'm really stoked about, and I'm happy to emulate. But he doesn't understand that anger is a secondary emotion. To him, anger is how you just deal with stuff. And, that's what was spread on to me and then my sons. And so now trying to get that to change. And, I mean, trying to tell a 77-year-old man, like, he literally, what do you want me to do, change? Yeah, dude, that's exactly what I want you to do. That's it. You can't be angry at everything all the time.
People are just wired that way, though, man. You never know. People, look, they say a tiger can't change their stripes. You can change behaviors. But, I mean, the root of who you are is still going to be in there somewhere if it festers up or not.
But that's where the effort comes in.
And try to restrain yourself. Right.
To know how you're hardwired. Exactly. No one's going to be perfect about it, but... Look, man, I'm self-admitted, I'm not a patient guy. You know what I mean? I want to get things done. This is how I want to do it. I don't want to hear it. But I will say, honest to God, once I had kids, I put all that aside. They have no idea how impatient I am because I realized when I had my kids, they don't know anything until you fill in the blanks, right? So once you give them the information, like, I do expect you to behave a certain way when it's been made clear. But otherwise, I come off as being a very patient individual, which my wife finds funny. She's like, you're not. I'm like, you know that, but... Somehow when you have kids, at least for me, my experience was it forced me to identify what it is I want to hide from them about me, you know, and typically it's the worst of you. So there's stories I hide from them, but just certain behaviors or whatever it is, you know, I kind of put the foot down on it. And the nice thing is now, very naturally and with very little effort, I'm still patient with them because that's as soon as I see them, that's how my brain clicks, right? You just, all right, what's the deal? Just explain it to me. It's fine. We'll get through it. But if you had told me that was going to happen before I had kids, I'd have been like, you're out of your mind.
Mm-hmm. Plus, at a certain point, like with this guy, what he's like,
he's 77.
Right, but at a certain point, people choose to do that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right, and then
and the
anger,
excuse is, I'm 77.
Or, right, or let's just wait. Like, no, it's not. You're choosing not to control your emotions.
Because you've had 77 years to work on it.
And you're taking it out on other people.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Oh, I was going to ask him, what did he see? You know, he said he gets something bad from his dad and then he can see it in his son. I was like, what is the thing that keeps bouncing through the generations? Right? Like, what is it about? You can look at your dad, good or bad. And you go like, okay, my kid got this quality. I could say they got it from me, but if they got it from me, it's because I got it from one of my parents.
Yeah.
Right? You can't even really
take
full credit.
What's one quality from your parents that you absolutely drives you, that just drives you nuts?
I'll be honest, man. They're not bad people. There's nothing about
my mom's wonderful.
My mom can drive me nuts, but it's only because we are the same person. Mm-hmm. And like anything, you know, you put that together, you your radio waves definitely, they accelerate.
Does your dad have patience for you because of that relationship?
He's a patient guy in general. And then his oldest son is my brother, who's just like him, who's also just a very patient, you know, pragmatic person, man. Just you assess the situation before you respond to it, if you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Where my mother, you just tell her the situation, she's going to fly, right? And I do the same thing. And we just had this conversation in Texas. There's different people asking those questions. And she looked at me and smiled. And she said, we are the same person. I said, right. And we get it. We love each other. Yeah. But it's like, yeah, we will drive each other crazy. But I'm like, look, I get it from you. And then knowing my grandmother on her side, I'm like, you got it from your mom.
Right.
And I remember my great-grandmother on her side. Like, and she got it from her. Like, this is just something that's not going
to
go away.
Here's the one that my mom got from her grandmother, who I just happened to see over the Thanksgiving break. 99 years old.
Yeah.
She said, when are you coming back? It's the next Thanksgiving. She's like, well, I'm like, you'll be here. I know. Trust me. I know. She's a hoarder, all right?
Ugh.
And so is my mother. And nothing can be thrown away. Nothing can be donated. Nothing can be... You could have a whole bag of stuffed animals, and I'd say, Mom, why do you have these? Why don't you give these to a kid? I mean, a kid would actually maybe sleep with them, or,
yeah,
you know, like to have them on their bed and play with these things, you know? And, well, you never know. I mean...
Yes, you do. Yes, we do know.
No, 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 no. My daughter's not going to have a kid right now.
Yeah.
Like, is that what you're saving this for? She's like, you know, I still have your Letterman jacket. I'm like, why? Why do you have this stuff? She's got so much. It took me 2 hours, 2 hours to try to clear out. Supposed to be a nasty winter in West Virginia where she lives.
Yeah.
So the one thing I just wanted to be able to do was get her car to be able to. It's a 2-car garage. I just wanted to
have
be
room
able,
for
a
one.
Little slit just to pull the car. And I spent 2 hours in her garage the second day I was there. Moving boxes, just rearranging stuff. It was all in plain view.
Right.
I was just trying to get
I didn't get rid of anything.
She is freaking the F out. I mean, she is losing her mind. I can just tell she's getting stressed. Oh, what did you do with my shovel? You have 9.
Right.
She has 9 shovels. 9, not snow shovels. No, spades. The same freaking shovel. She has 9 of them. I'm like, why don't you give this to the guy that comes over and takes care of your yard so he has it? Because he's a landscape guy.
Right.
Why don't you let him? He's the one out there digging. You know, why don't you give him 3 of these shovels, you know, and you'll still
keep 6.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, my mind is blown. There were 7 cans of WD-40
Jesus.
In the garage. What the hell's so squeaky? Why do you have 7?
Is that why you're so organized? Is it a conscious effort to say, I don't want to fall into this trap?
She told me to go outside and get a can of pinto beans for something.
Did your dad?
She was making chili.
Is your like your not your step, but like your stepdad was very clean.
He's very clean, yeah.
Right. I imagine your father was like
my dad's impeccable.
So like my sister takes after my father much more than me and my brother.
But as far as being
just
tiny,
overall,
okay,
just over. But you can't say it to her.
Can't tell people that.
Right. Like whereas me and Chris are just like, yeah, we take after mom, but like she will clean all the time.
All right.
Like, I talked to her days off Thursday, every Thursday, right? So the bad habit I have is for my mom, same way. It's like, I don't know how to explain it. I'm just like, yeah, like, my house isn't dirty. It just gets cluttered.
Yeah,
sure.
And I just don't care. I wish I cared more.
Right.
I have clutter because my dad was ex-military. And so, and look, he was a little bit of a hood, as I'm understanding it now, when he was coming up. But the military kind of set him straight. But he took all of those lessons he learned there, and they're good lessons to have. But, like, I mean, just how you made your bed, how you cleaned up. Yeah. But there is a... It's not just that you clean. It is the methodology with which you clean, right? So, I mean, how you vacuum. Not just vacuum your room. It had to be short strokes, period. Because I'd always treat it like a lawnmower. You know, just kind of go through the perimeter of the room, come back. That would drive him absolutely bad. But now, when I vacuum, I realize I vacuum like my father vacuumed because it was just beating your head. This is how you...
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.